on 22 minutes past 12 o'clock, a very special moment for me here on Excursions, for all of us listening in, as it's just a great, huge pleasure to welcome to the studio a band that's going to be at the Downtown Dayton Revival Festival September 8th and 9th, and also containing my former intern, one of my favorite interns, Mike Jones on the trombone. When you put them all together, they are. It is customer service in the Gym City Horns. Before we welcome you individually, gentlemen, would you be as so kind as to play us a song?
Yes, ma'am. One, two, one, two, three, four.
But we're not, we're just a band making music, and we'll make it hot.
Make it hot.
Make it hot, baby.
Make it hot.
Make it hot, yeah.
Make it hot.
Make it hot, baby. No one's gonna stop us till this whole thing is a sign of hell. Make it hot, make it hot.
Coming together to make that sound. That's I think you're probably the biggest band that we've had on WYSO in our new facility. And I want to say again, welcome to customer service in the Gym City Horns. There are eight of you, so there's eight mouths, but I'm going to first turn to what I consider to be, you know, the lead singer. Perhaps you could be called the mouthpiece, Willie.
Yes.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are playing at the just absolutely kind of astonishingly, awesomely cool Downtown Dayton Revival Festival. That's September 8th and 9th. And I'd like to find out about how all that came around. But before we do, because it's going to be awfully cool, by the way, you can find links to that information on the WYSO.org or on the WYSO page on Facebook. I've got it already up there for these guys and for the great festival. you guys came together almost as like a project. Mike Jones, my intern, who I adore on trombone. Thank you, Mike. He told me that it was like kind of like not quite a dare, but tell me a little bit about how you guys ended up forming as a band.
For the community that we live in at the University of Dayton, we had to do a class project. And since we lived with a house full of musically inclined people, we decided to start
music
a band.
Nerds is the term.
Music nerds.
Music nerds.
Is the correct term. We decided to start a band and just put on a short show. And we expected to just do one show. And we kind of just put it together, did a couple of cover songs. And we made one song about a trip to Jacksonville. And we played it, and we got suddenly popular, and people wanted to hear more.
How long ago? How long ago was that?
That was November of 2011.
So not that long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah. And you say that community living, it's a part of UD. All of you young gentlemen are students at the University of Dayton. And there's a residence hall, for more or less, for lack of a better word, wherein everyone there is an artist. Tell me a little bit about that, and just because it's a great tale.
Well, sure. I mean, it's called Art Street.
That's Jordan talking.
Right.
Jordan,
yeah,
from
Jordan
Art
on
Street.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
It's called Art Street, and it's kind of like a little community right in the heart of the student neighborhood at the University of Dayton. And to get into the community, you have to submit a work of art. And so it was Will, myself, and Schrodes, and Pete, our guitarist. And what we did, we submitted this kind of like little put together of the Spider-Man theme song. So we
nice
played
call.
Like two horns, a bass, and you know, Will singing. And it came together all right, but you know, as part of the living there, you have to contribute and give back to the community in an artistic sense, and so that's kind of how this band was started.
Well, thanks to Art Street, thanks to UD for being so cool and awesome, and thanks to you guys for being here today. You'll be at the Downtown Dayton Revival Festival, among other things. And would you play us another tune?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us the name of the tune and hit it.
Yeah, that last one was called "Make It Hot."
I guessed that. Oh, I totally did.
I don't know how you could ever deduce it, but this next one we're going to slow down. It's going to be called "Doorframe."
Through that door frame.
called a taxi at a quarter after four. And as we walk up the steps, I'm gonna make a bed. My night's not gonna end at the door. You wanna go inside and take a look around. We turn the pages, now we're touching faces, and our clothes are laying out in the ground. You step through that door frame, girl, you caught my eyes. Oh, baby, who's to blame? I want you to recognize this night is far from over, baby, and I know that we've just met. Girl, I ain't taking no chances. You step through that door frame.
Customer service and Gem City Horns live on 91.3 WYSO. Willie, do me a favor and go around and introduce the members of your band first with that fine, fine keyboardist. Who's that over there?
Yes, the keyboardist here we have is David Watanabe.
David, nicely played.
Our bass player is Peter Mills.
Hey, Pete.
Our guitarist is Pete Cerrone.
Double Pete's.
Double Pete's, yes. The sound engineer is also called Pete. So. A lot of Pete's. Our drummer is Dylan Corrigan.
Yay.
Our saxophonist, which we've featured a couple times, Matt Schrader. Schrody Schrodes, also known as.
Nice.
Our trombonist, the dear beloved Mike Jones.
And one of the finest WYSO interns ever.
One of the finest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
And our smooth trumpeter, Jordan DeLeon.
And your full name there again, Willie?
What's that?
Your full name.
Willie. Oh, my full name. My full name is Willie Lee Morse IV. Yeah, that is my full name.
Put them all together and you've got something indeed. I sort of feel like, what are the odds that all you guys would have the what it took to put together a completely groovy, funky, tasty band, that you all happen to go to the same college and that Art Street exists? It's kind of like a lightning strike.
That's true. That's true.
Feels that way about maybe the festival as well. How did you guys get connected to this super cool celebration in downtown Dayton, the Downtown Dayton Revival? How'd that come around?
We caught wind of it late in the last semester of school last year, and we heard that they're trying to bring live music to Dayton, trying to bring a huge living back into the downtown Dayton area. And that's what we're all about as customer service and the Gem City Horns, trying to bring back that live music feel back to Dayton. And so we got really excited, and we submitted some music, and lo and behold, one of the last couple weeks of summer, we got an email back saying that we could play at the festival, and we're very, very excited to play.
Did you guys jump out of your skin? I bet that was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, John Legend's playing, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, just two of the groove, Train, kind of my voice is going to be there.
Oh, heaven.
So you guys will be able, by the way, you know how bands, they'll send out like their record and they'll put stuff on there. You guys can put on there, shared a stage with John Legend. You know, it's the little tricks that we do. We're on the same stage at different times,
exactly.
But with Robert Randolph and Family Band. No, it's just fabulous. I'm so happy for you and so pleased. I really appreciate the groove that you make. And if you would make another groove for us, I would just be so delighted.
Cool. We can do that. This is one we recently revamped. It's called Get Real. This kept secret, it's the Kool-Aid we are drinking, and they're never gonna let it stop. Spin us round in circles, keep it all internal. We're eating out the palm of your hand, but we've all
all got our own voices. We're making our own choices. Let's all just take a second and... New laws are our visions. You ain't took our opinion away. We're only getting louder. We're gaining all the power, and that's how it's gonna stay. Keep lying through your teeth, and we'll throw you underneath. Won't stop till we get the truth. You can lock us up in conflicts, but we're gonna stop at nothing, 'cause the fire keeps burning through. We're not gonna live with our backs to the wall. We're gonna get it real, get nowhere at all. We're not gonna live with our backs to the wall. We're gonna get it real, we're gonna get it real, gonna get it. Not gonna live with our backs to the wall. We're gonna get it real, get nowhere at all. We're not gonna live with our backs to the wall. We're gonna get it real.
Good to look at as you are to hear. I always like that. You guys got good. You move. You're with it. You're in that moment. And Willie's just awesome. So it's going to be totally worth seeing them live. As much as this sounds good, there's a nice visual that goes with it too. We are live on Excursions with the customer service boys, and I'm so pleased about that, by the way, because I got some issues that I'm gonna take up with you with the customer service, you know, later, because I'm sure there's an 800 number. And the Gym City Horns live on 91.3 WYSO. So are you? I've found some of your stuff online. Mike Jones was kind enough to send some of that stuff, and I heard it. Do you have plans to record? Are you going to make a record? What? When can I have that?
It's going to be pretty soon. We're working on – we're going to be recording in the next month and a half or so, and by the time it's mastered, we're looking at late September, trying to get the full-length album produced, and we'll have it out on iTunes, and we'll have it on – Amazon and Spotify and whatnot. And then we'll get some physical copies and start selling those and see where it goes from there. Platinum, probably.
Or, you know, at least gold. Well, you know, we'll see how that works out. So if someone wanted to find out more about you and wanted to sort of keep tabs on what you are doing, about this festival and when you're recording and where you're playing, is there a place on the inner tubes that they could point their browser and find you?
Why, yes, Nikki, there is. We have a website titled gemcityhorns.com that's got all of our, like, our concert dates, like what we've got going on coming up
soon. All of your favorite colors.
It's got some pretty great biographies.
Because, you know, we're an exciting bunch. You should check them out.
GemCityHorns.com, right?
The whole Gem City. Go to GemCityHorns.com. You'll get your Gem City Horns picks.
Otherwise, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, all with the / Gem City Horns.
Okay, I'm noticing here. I just have to comment. I got a call from one of my favorite musicians. He used to be in a band called the Esther Caulfield Orchestra. His name's Mike Perkins. And he called and he said that he thought that keyboard player was just excellent. And he wanted me to give you his number. So I'm going to hook you up to Mike Perkins, who's this fabulous local singer, songwriter, performer. He wants me to give you his phone number, which I'll give you when we're done here. But while I was thinking about, okay, don't forget to give the keyboard player Mike's number, the keyboard player stood up and walked over and is now holding a saxophone. So you guys are not only awesome, all college students, all live in and around and are supportive of Art Street, but there's a multi-instrumentalist aspect to what you do.
Oh, yeah. Most of us actually play multiple instruments. Half of the band is music. Three of us are music education majors, and so we all play all the instruments. And David happens to be very talented at the saxophone and the keyboards as well, and so we utilize that in the band.
Gosh, it's like the riches just keep getting richer. Well, I'm so delighted to have you guys. So happy for you for this performance with the Downtown Dayton Revival. What a delight. Keep us posted. When your record comes out, you come back, you play for us again. And not to be overly greedy, also do stay tuned. We have Alexis Larson with our Community Voices, her piece coming up yet this hour. But if you gentlemen would be so kind as to play one more for us, I would be ever so grateful.
Nikki, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, great.
It is customer service in the Gem City Horns live on 91.3.
All right, this one's called Ghost Town.
Whole town's gone, and they're far from being alive. There's no need to scream, just get living in a ghost town. Every window's boarded shut. Off the hinge, church bells covered in rust, the hangman dangling from the lynch. There's no where you've been if you're Mexican, living in a ghost town. Thank you.
Gentlemen, what a treat. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, so nice. You were leaning in there, Mike. Were you going to give me a little bit of sass there? Cause
when would I ever sass you? I never sass you.
You're just...
I've got so many CDs for you. This is what I get.
I know. Mike Jones in, with his amazing band. Thank you for hooking me up to your great ensemble here. They are customer service in the Gem City Horns. They're at the Downtown Dayton Revival Festival on September 8th and 9th. And they're right here live on the radio. You can find out more about them. GemCityHorns.com. That's Gem. You know us, the jewel, gemcityhorns.com, and keep tabs on it, and you guys be sure and come back. Mike, when Mike walked in, because he's been gone, you've been gone like 2 weeks, I was like, dude, there's so much mail to open, so much.
No more mail.
Thanks, Mike Jones. Thanks for all you guys. Can keep up the good work. Keep me posted, and you rock.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you, Nikki.